Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. The sun has entered into Gemini, the twins, so duos will be on our program this week. We'll hear music for two flutes by Helen Taylor, a concerto for two guitars by Germaine Taillefer, a duo for trumpet and piano by me, since I'm a Gemini, a bassoon and cello piece of Ruth Crawford Seeger, and a sonata movement for violin and piano by Rebecca Clark. We'll begin with Helen Taylor. She was a gifted but little-known American composer born in 1915, whose life was tragically cut short in 1950 when she died in an automobile accident at the age of 34. A cow wandered onto the road in front of the car in which she was a passenger, and she was killed on impact, leaving behind a husband, a young son, and some fine music. Helen Taylor was born in Salt Lake City, one of six children in a devout Mormon family. As a child, she loved dance as well as music and was an especially gifted accompanist and improviser. She later worked for Martha Graham as a rehearsal pianist, improvising music to Graham's visions. Taylor graduated from the University of Utah and received a master's from Columbia Teachers College. She then received a fellowship from the Juilliard School. While there, she met a fellow Salt Lake City native, Grant Johannesson, who was destined to become a well-known and highly respected pianist. They fell in love and married. When Helen was expecting their first child, her career was put on hold. Grant's continued to develop, and because he was frequently traveling, she returned to Salt Lake City and lived there with her family. There she became involved in the city's musical life, teaching, performing, and accompanying, and composing. Then came the auto accident. The sonata for two flutes unaccompanied was Helen Taylor's last work, written over a period of a few months before her death in 1950. The sonata is in four short movements, played by Sally Humphreys and Jane Lyman.